And good afternoon. Welcome into the Southside Mission Radio Show here on WVEL. I'm Rich Drager, Development Manager for Southside Mission. And we have a special guest in studio with us today, and that is Mr. Aaron Gunn from IDG Plus Architects. Here in Peoria, you've heard us talk about their involvement with our Garden Street project and some other things that Southside Mission is about. So glad you could join us today, Aaron. So we're going to talk a bit about this process with the Garden Street store, and we're getting closer and closer to the ribbon cutting. But it's certainly been a process new for us. But I'm sure you guys, as we were talking before we went on the air, you currently have 8 projects in construction in the Peoria area, and 6 or 7 more in the design phase. So you are used to the pace, but it's been an eye opener for us at the mission. But maybe you could just kind of give us an update on where we are in the process and how much more we have before we can get to that ribbon cutting phase.
Sure, Rich, and thanks again for having me. So right now we're essentially about 40% through construction. A lot of the site work has began. As you know, the development for the thrift store includes a lot of exterior work on the outside of the building, new parking, and also a new addition, pedestrian sidewalks, et cetera. And a lot of that takes a lot of time, and it's dependent on weather. And we're finally getting to a point where we can get a lot of that work done because of the consistent good weather that we've had, and hopefully we will continue to have.
It was nice. We were able to share at an employee meeting the other day the fact that the pad has been poured for the new addition that's going to be the front entrance to the store off of Garden Street. So it seems like every so often you go over there, every couple of days you see something new, and so it is kind of exciting. But talk a little bit about, we've talked about this before, but I think it's unique. Southside Mission is run, our executive director is an African-American, first ever in our history. The architectural team is African-American owned and operated, and the construction team is a minority owned and female owned business. So this really is kind of, for us on the mission side, a historic undertaking. So talk a little bit about that and your view of that as being part of the architect team.
It's for me, I've never been a part of a project where the owner or the owner's leadership was a minority, let alone African American, as well as the architect and the construction team being owned and operated by an African American. I've never seen that. Quite frankly, I've never heard of it. So it's historic. It's also a testament to the Southside Mission and your intent to make sure that you include and involve minority-owned businesses in the work that you do, and also as to where we are as a society, where the barriers are not completely gone for minorities, but we see more and more opportunities opening up. And this project is a testament to that. But as far as I've been, or as long as I've been in this business, I've never seen that, let alone be a part of it. So this is great for me.
We'd like to have guests on from time to time on our shows that are partners with the mission, and we do appreciate everything that you and Ben and your team have done and continue to do as we go through this process. So this was a first for me, and I think a first for Reverend Williams as well, in terms of the mission working on a project like this. But maybe you could just kind of walk the listeners through a little bit. I mean, it's a unique process from putting out the bids. I mean, you guys have been there every step of the way. How do we as the owners put out the bids? How do we sit down and select a contractor? You know, how do we go through the process? And then really, since the construction piece began, you know, since the permits went up and the fences went up, you are really the representatives for Southside Mission in the construction portion of it.
Correct.
So talk a little bit about that and what your, I guess, your day-to-day or week-to-week role is in terms of working on behalf of the mission with this project.
Absolutely. Well, it's fairly involved. You know, we can go back to the beginning of the process and just kind of speak in general terms. as far as the development of a project. And, you know, just like anything, it starts off with an idea or a vision. And normally, when it comes to the development of a structure where architectural services are needed, the architect's role is to help the owner who has that vision turn that vision into a reality. And that involves a lot of work before any construction happens, as you know, as you've experienced. You know, the pre-construction side of things, it's actually probably the most important part of a development. And, you know, the planning, the designing, the research and investigation of existing conditions, understanding what will need to take place in order for the project to happen, putting numbers to everything, and developing a budget, and then going through the process of interviewing, selecting, and finding the right folks to execute the project on the construction side. It's extremely important and critical to the success of any project. And all that has to happen before a shovel hits the ground. And once the shovels hit the ground, then you get into what may be the most stressful part of the project, which is essentially making sure that the project is executed the way that it was designed to be executed, making sure no corners are cut by anybody on the job site, and also making sure that everyone is being treated fairly, best business practices are being used, and most importantly to me, the outcome for Southside Mission is exactly what you expected it to be.
Right. And I think it is interesting to watch the process unfold. And it's kind of funny, we're hiring now for the staff for that thrift store. And a couple of people, you know, were following the process from the very beginning. They're like, well, I thought you were going to open at such and such a time. And that was like, well, that was our naivety, not having done a project before. We're like, well, you know, we started talking about it in June or July, and we're going to break ground, you know, in October, and it's just going to be like that. And that, you know, the reality of the construction process, and there have been a few delays in getting supplies or going back and saying, okay, this vendor doesn't have this anymore, so now we have to look at an alternative. But I mean, it kind of reminds me of an orchestra in a way. There's all these moving parts, mm-hmm. And you guys kind of get to be the conductors, so to speak. You know, you work with the owners, you work with the contractors, and the contractors then work with their subs. And so it really is a fine-tuned process. I want to go back to how you got involved with IDG Plus. We were talking just earlier about how busy you are, and you're kind of the lone representative here in the Peoria office, originally starting down in Houston, and that's where Ben and most of the team works in the Houston area. And I think there's another office in Texas as well. But
in Dallas, yeah.
in opening things up here, and I think you've said you've been on the team for about 5 years now. How has that evolved? How did you get involved with IDG Plus?
Well, I have a background in real estate, and Ben and I had some mutual friends, acquaintances that we were introduced to each other. Ben's the owner of IDG. He's in Houston, Texas. IDG was established in 2001 by Ben McMillan, who's a black architect, one of the few in the country. Little caveat, less than 2% of all licensed architects in the United States are African American. Ben's kind of a unicorn. There's not very many. He's the only licensed African-American architect in Central Illinois. But we had some mutual friends. My background in real estate, actually Ben reached out to me to help him find a place to open an office in Illinois. And I was already located here in Peoria. And I said, hey, Ben, why not consider Peoria? It's centrally located. You can get to Chicago in 2.5 hours. You can get to St. Louis in 2.5 hours. And it would be something that you could take advantage of by being close to those major cities, because a lot of work happens in those cities. Not understanding at the time that most of our work would be right here in Peoria and in central Illinois. So conversations developed. We working with Ben, we found the space. And he said, you know what? I really need someone who understands what it is we do to help me open an office here. Would you be interested in doing that? And at the time, I was looking for something new to get involved with and also to learn. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, why not? So I prayed on it, talked to my wife, and I took the offer to help open the office here. And since then, it's been kind of a speed train. You know, once you step in it, you know, there's no getting out. You are full steam ahead. So it's been a blessing, and I really appreciate it.
We were talking about the other things that you have going on, and as the only person in the Peoria office, I jokingly said, well, we need to get you your own parking spot and your own employee badge. And you said, well, it could be that way at a lot of places. So what are some of the other projects you're working on in the Peoria area?
We've got quite a few projects for Peoria Public Schools. Mm-hmm. Recently, IDG was awarded a contract to execute most of the school district's primary capital development work for the next 5 years. The first time in their history that they've hired a minority-owned design firm to do that. So we're pretty proud of that. And the school district alone keeps me pretty busy. You know, they've gotten a lot of ESSER funding. Mm-hmm. And that ESSER funding has to be spent within a certain time frame, or else they lose it. And it's allocated specifically for capital development for the most part. Mm-hmm. That impacts students in a positive way. So that alone, you know, I just released a project out for bid this morning. Mm-hmm. That was a part of that ESSER package.
Right. Right.
And we've got about seven more that are already out for bid or either in construction.
So you mentioned schools, not to interrupt you, but does IDG Plus have a certain sweet spot? I know you've, from having worked with you guys, that you've done a lot of educational aspects. You've mm-hmm. done some governmental facilities as well, but is educational architecture something that IDG really has a calling for?
Yeah, if we were to say, or if I were to say we had a niche, that would be our niche or specialty. We have a huge amount of experience in K-12 work. That's probably our strength. We do a fair amount of higher ed work as well. So education is definitely a strength of ours, and our experience is second to none. I'll put IDG up against anybody in that sector.
Well, I wish we had more time. This show is only a 15-minute broadcast, so it goes by pretty quickly. But if you, and I don't want you to put a date on it, but we're talking this summer, early this summer probably, that we'll be able to put a capstone on that project and be ready to open it up and serve the public in the 61605.
Absolutely. If I had to give a guesstimate, I would say no later than June 30th.
Okay.
We should see or we should have the ability to do a ribbon cutting and a grand opening.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of variables there.
Sure.
Material, lead times. We're still suffering from COVID. You know, there's still lead time issues with mechanical equipment, with some of the site work materials that we need in order to execute the project. So, I mean, we're still feeling the effects of lead times on construction materials, and of course weather. You know, when you're doing work outdoors, the weather can dictate that. Is you imagine trying to replace a roof in the rain? You can't do that.
No, you can't.
So that, you know, that has an impact as well. But June 30th would be my guesstimate.
Hope everybody enjoyed the broadcast today. Don't forget, we're here every Monday afternoon at 4 on WVEL. Have a great week, everyone. We'll be back next week with more about Southside Mission on the Southside Mission Radio Show right here on WVEL.